I'm Andy Baskin. He's Dan Menigan. Jeff is off today. You'll be able to hear him on the Browns Radio Network for halftime and post during the game that you can listen to right here on 92.3 The Fan as the Browns take on Jacksonville. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Listen to the whole thing here on 92.3 The Fan. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in so you can check in on the show. We got a couple of folks on the line. We're going to get to them in just a few moments. But we're checking out some stuff that was on a podcast earlier this week. And yes, it's your former general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Lombardi, who was on the Bill Simmons podcast. And, you know, he was just talking a little bit about, hey, Deshaun Watson got paid and maybe he's not living up to the expectations because, you know, the incentive isn't there. Dan, your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Concern the hell out of me. I mean, I think that's my number one takeaway. It concerns the hell out of me. And it's not just because I think it's true or I don't think it's true. It's because we're having the conversation. And the fact that it's even been brought up by someone who has worked in the league, and yes, I know Lombardi has an axe to grind. He used to work here. All that stuff that everybody is going to point to excuse this away. But the fact that it is even a conversation is concerning. That's where I am.
All right, let me take a couple phone calls. And then I want you to hear this other thing that Mike Lombardi had to say. And you may get a little aggravated. Mike is in Bay Village. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Very well, man.
Hey, you know, I think there's a little bit to what Lombardi says. I've thought since the beginning, when he came back from the suspension and it took him 2 or 3 weeks to get the rust off, it's like, hey, you're coming off a suspension. Everybody in Cleveland doesn't know who you are. You've had a bad rap going on. Wouldn't you do everything in your power to get yourself ready? Like maybe hire a bunch of guys and play full speed football for a while? He just has never seemed to have the motivation to try and to recover from the bad rap he gets everywhere. And I think it shows in everything he does. Watch his body language coming out of the huddle. He comes out of the huddle and he never's looking downfield to see what the defense is. He's just kind of there. And you watch him in the press conferences. He's got this deer in the headlights look like whatever. It's like I have a hard time seeing that he's got the motivation. So I don't think Lombardi's that far off. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. I there's a part of me that thinks I think we would say this about anybody because it's human nature.
Well,
I also think, look, he came back from suspension. He hadn't played in a year. Then he started to finally, you know, we saw the first year we saw like one game and we're like, okay, that might be what we're looking for.
Right.
That's like Houston light. And then he ends up coming back and starts the season last year. But yet, it's hurt before the Ravens game at home. And, that wasn't good.
It looked good against a bad Tennessee defense.
Yeah.
It looked good against a really bad Arizona Cardinal defense. And I'm just, by the way, I'm not trying to discount. These are the teams that are on the schedule. These are just the facts. That Tennessee Titans defense was not very good last year. That Arizona Cardinal defense was dreadful last year. Okay? But he lit them up, and he found open guys, and he hit deep balls to Amari Cooper, and he hit David Njoku, and props to him for it. Right? And he played one really good half against Baltimore. And it started to look like it was clicking then, and then it fell apart.
The other optics that are bad on this is that you brought in a quarterback last year that helped you get to the playoffs who had no problem getting 300-yard games in. I know he threw the ball to the other team. I get it. I understand it. And if you're a fan, you're like, I don't see what management sees. And you know, that's part of being a fan. And I understand it, and I think we all think that sometimes.
Well, you have no control.
Right.
I mean, it's the hardest part about being a fan. You have no control over what the team does, and you wish you did.
Freddie is in Cleveland. Hey, Freddie.
How are you, Freddie?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, let me just say this right here. We number one. It's a whole mess, man. Because we bought damaged goods. Number one. All right. We gave guaranteed money to damaged goods. We knew what we was getting from Houston, whether they want to admit to it or not. We bought damaged goods. Now, on top of that, all right, we got a player who came here, and we're asking him to do the impossible right now, man, which is overcome being that shoulder injury. Be the guy he was back in Houston. Then we ask, and I'm not saying I'm riding for him because I'm going to flip to something else, but what I'm seeing is we bought damaged goods. Then look at it's pressure bust pipes, man. Look at this guy. I seen it Sunday. We asking this guy to be the old him. We're asking him to deal with the pressure and the criticism that's coming with this the legal stuff that's going on with him, right? He got to overcome that. He got to overcome all that. And then try to win the Super Bowl with a team who ain't won one since forever, man, right? The guy got so much pressure. And then he got to deal with an offensive line. He got to deal with a old backup quarterback that came in and played better than him probably in his prime at one point. That's how it was looking. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
5,000 yards is pretty good on your resume. It is.
Man, he got so much going on that I'm putting myself in his shoes, man. The way he get drilled and ridiculed, whether he win, it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't with him, man, because I got paid. If I'm looking at it too, the city don't really care for me. Y'all, I got paid. I hate to say it, but you know what? I got paid. Y'all going to hate me if I win, and if I lose, y'all going to hate me, and if I win a Super Bowl, y'all still going to hate me. It doesn't matter. I got paid.
I don't know if I'm that far with it,
man.
Freddie.
I'm telling you, if he won the Super Bowl, no one would care.
There is a chunk that agrees with you. Yeah. I will say that part of it, and I don't know how loud that chunk is, man.
But look, I'm not trying. So here's, I'm just trying to say what the people really would say, but people don't call into the radio shows all the time.
Oh,
I would
absolutely.
Tell you what people really think who's sitting at home watching this circus, man, is that you didn't see any motivation come out of it. Like the last caller said, watch his body language, man. He's still throwing the ball down in the dirt.
Freddie, I got you. You know what's funny? I've heard more people talk about his body language in the last week than I have the entire time that he's been here.
Yeah.
Like they're watching him. And then, you know, the Betonio don't get up, he's got to get up, and kind of looking like he was saying, please don't help me get up.
I agree with Joe Thomas on that one.
Yeah. I just think that story got blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aurora. Susan. Hey, Susan.
How are you, Susan?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Greenman have a big game tonight, don't they? Keep going. Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, they do.
Yeah. Yes, they do. So here's my thoughts on Deshaun. And I'm not saying that I want Baker back, but I'm just using him as an example. He was given a lot of bad press, but he took that as a chip on his shoulder. He went off to these other teams, and he's proven himself. And that's what I want to see in Deshaun. Like, he is not out there trying to prove himself. He doesn't take any of this to heart. He's just fallen down, and we're giving him all this money, and he's just fallen down. He's not doing anything, and I just, like, that is my biggest disappointment with him.
Is it correctable?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm tired of waiting for him. I'm tired of watching him going out there, and he just looks like a sad, pathetic quarterback, and I'm done with him.
All right, Susan, thank you very much. Dropping the mic.
That's a...
I wonder how many other people feel like she does, and I think that there's this... Let me cure the ails of the illness right now. A win on Sunday.
Oh, for that question.
And then all of a sudden, it's rhythmic chanting when I walk in the door about the Super Bowl. Right? That's what it is. If they win on Sunday, everybody changes their tune.
Without question.
Now, what she said will be in the back of your mind, waiting for the next week to see if week one happens again in week three. But week three is what? The Giants, right? That's who's after this? Yep, Giants.
And they're...
So...
They're a mess right now.
Mike's in Brecksville. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks. Listen, you know, one thing that everybody's been saying is him being, like, lost out there or whatever. It's really, and you've seen this in the other 30 quarterbacks we've been through. As soon as you look at his face, he looks scared when he's out there. He's not confident. He's not, like, knowing he's going to take it over. But here's the thing. We all know he's not doing well. We got to give him, like, two games. If he does the same thing he's done this past game, you got to sit him. And actually, you got to cut him. Then Barry,
Mike, you cannot cut him.
Hold
on, time out.
Okay.
Time out. Yes, you can, because here's the thing. If he's not playing, he's sitting on the bench. What's the difference? He's not doing the
it's
job.
It's about so, the contract, so Mike. I mean, there's a much bigger picture
so,
thing going
so,
on.
So, Mike, here's the reason of it. Like,
hold on.
No, there is no hold on. You can't cut him. You can't. You can't.
If he's sitting on the bench or in the game, what's the difference of cutting him or sitting on the bench?
So what?
You let him sit on the bench.
So what you're saying is you want to send him home, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Oh. Get him out of the
okay.
Locker room.
That I agree. Okay. That you can do.
And Barry's got to, yeah, and Barry's got to do his job. Admit he was wrong and fix the problem. And I'm going to tell you one other thing, too. The best fix is if you cut him, and don't go crazy when I say this, you go in this year's draft, you go find Drew Aller. Hometown kid, he could be the up and coming quarterback. You got two other guys to play with, but you could groom him to be good. That's all I got to say.
All right. I do like Drew Aller. I'll be honest with you.
I think all of us like Drew Aller. All right. So for those of you who are,
I just remember the first time I watched him play high school. He looked like a pro quarterback.
You can bench Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
You could send Deshaun Watson home and continue to pay the contract. You cannot cut him. If you cut Deshaun Watson, you would end up having to basically dismantle your team to be able to take on the cap hit that it would take. Like, you end up, I think it's like $119 million. You cannot cut him. So don't even, like, just get that out. Cut as in, like, I am done paying you. Go home. We're done here. You're a free agent now. You cannot do it because you would not be able to field an NFL team. So, like, that's the reason we were trying to correct Mike. Is it's like that word you cannot say because it's just unfeasible. You could send him home with pay, but you can't just go, get out of here. You're gone.
All right. He talked about Andrew Berry. And Mike Lombardi, who we're going to get to as soon as we come back, you are going to hear it as soon as we come back from the break, what he had to say about the way things shake out in Berea. You know, we're looking at another drama-filled situation, right? This is drama. And Mike's perspective as a guy that had an office in the building and how he thinks things are and how he thinks they're playing off, you are going to want to hear it next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.